Soglin wants to use $4 million in his 2015 capital budget to build more affordable housing units across the city. He hopes to build about 1,000 over the next 5 years. The announcement comes on the heels of a report that found 30% of renters in Madison pay more than 50% of their income on rent.
I think this addresses what may well be the highest priority of the people of this community.
Funding will come from a combination of municipal bonds and the use of a lesser-known capability of TIF districts that's been tried out in Milwaukee, Oshkosh, and La Crosse. Wisconsin law allows a city to keep a TIF district open for 1 year beyond its planned lifetime if it agrees to put that year's proceeds toward affordable housing. A TIF district is a public financing method in which government helps pay for a private development project and then gets a share of the subsequent profits. 1/3 of the units in Soglin's plan will be permanent supportive housing for homeless individuals and families, and the remaining 2/3 will be for individuals making 60, 50, or 30% or less of Madison's average median income. Brenda Conkle, executive director of the Tenant Resource Center in Madison, applauds the plan, but says it will face some challenges.
Trying to fit all the pieces together for affordable housing is extremely complicated, and then finding the location that will be supported by the community. Everybody thinks affordable housing is important, but nobody wants it in their backyard.
The plan still needs to be approved by the Madison City Council. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.